Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis starts a sugya of Chamirta Sakanta Meisura, meaning regarding Isur, we may go based on Chazaka to determine if something is Mutter. But regarding Sakana, we will not do that, and we will be more Machmir regarding Sakana than regarding Isur. What is the reason that Chamirta Sakanta Meisura? Really, the Gemara Amud Beis addresses it and asks the question. We both have a din, we're going l'chumra, so why should he have a difference? So the Chasid Sofer says over here, davar niflamoid, davar pashut and niflamoid. His pshat is like this. Regarding Isser, Isser is black and white. Isser is either mutter or it's aser. And let me explain what he means. When we're talking about halacha l'maisa, we always have a din. The din should be either yes or no. It could be that the cheshbonis that come in to figure out all the different shittas and all different opinions, that could be many different cheshbonis that go in there. But the actual halacha, what to do, is either yes or no. It could be that the halacha would be yesh mokum lehakil, but here we machmir. So the ma'aseh, here we machmir. And if you say it's mokum atzorich, so here we makel. The ma'aseh, you have to come and choose one. This reminds us of what Reb Tzadik HaKohen mentions in the Gemara in the beginning of Eruvin. We mentioned this in previous shiurim many times. The Gemara there speaks about the idea of Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Elokim chayim, meaning B'Shan and B'Silel, they argue, they're both saying the truth. Shivim point in the Torah, but they're all emes. But Halacha is like one. So it says Reb Tzadik, what does it mean? How can it be they're both true, but Halacha is like one? So it says Reb Tzadik, it depends where you are. In the level of Torah, up there in Shemaim, things are not so mugbal, not so limited. You can have two opposite things and they both would be true. Shivim Panim LaTorah, you have many different opinions in Torah, and each one of them can be emes at a certain aspect, in a certain inyan up there in Shemaim. But when you come down here to this place, to Olam Hazeh, down here in the world, you must choose one way. You can come and do both. That's why it's called Halacha Loshon Halicha. I have to choose where I'm going to. Yes, everything is emes, but Lamaiseh, Halacha is like one opinion. And then he goes on to explain that that's the reason the old Piskei Halacha, the one Eruvin tells us, all depends on that. Because the one, for example, says that Remeir lo omdu al daisoi. Why Remeir belongs to a higher place, a place where things that are opposite each other can both be true. But in this world, you have to choose one or another. You can't have two things together. Halacha is always choosing yes or no. You have many cheshbonos before and many things which are emes. But in the end of the day, it's either a yes or a no. This reminds me of a ma'aseh that I heard from a good chaver, Reb Chil Frisch, in the name of Yisrael Reisman. Yisrael Reisman became a rav. He said that a woman came to ask him a question. And he starts saying, well, Aliba, this shita, it's okay. This shita is not, sir. Maybe you have shalakil. So the woman tells him, Rabbi, I just want to know, is it yes or no? Mutter or sir? Don't confuse me with the details. And Yisrael Reisman said he learned from there a very big Musar Haskel, how you pass kan halacha. When you're learning this, when you're learning in yeshiva, you can come and figure out different ways, different inyanim, they have to go into the sugya. But at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, it's black and white. It's either a yes or a no in this case. So the Chasam Sofer, Isuro, in the end of the day, after everything goes into play, we have to paskin, we paskin one way. And that psak is the real halacha. You don't have to be choshesh. Once we said halacha, like one way, if the halacha is that's mutter, I don't have to come and say, but maybe there's a isur. If you have isur, which is batal b'shishim, and we say it's batal, so it's mutter. There's no other choshesh. Mashenken b'sakana, if you have a 10% sakana, you don't have a bitul. Sakana is a reality, is a mitzias. If I have here a danger, so that's something that you cannot ignore. That's the pshat, chamir sakanta misura, that's the pshat of the Chasid Sofer in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.